Blog Talk Radio. Shalom, everyone. This is Shaina with another edition of the Yehuda Project on the first day of the week. Here we go again, everybody. Here we go. Here we go. Hope everybody is enjoying their Sunday, the first day of the week. I hope you enjoyed the radio show. Brother Uriah, if you can hear me, please push one. If you can hear me, please push one. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, you know what? I think the class was awesome yesterday. I enjoyed every minute of it. I wish you guys would have talked a little bit more, but other than that, the class went very well. I hope the newcomers enjoyed it, you know, because we always got to bring it home at the end of the day to tell them who, when, where, and why. And, you know, and what. So once we get all that information out there, we go into our Supernatural Saturday, and it was a beautiful class. Question came out. Anybody have anything you want to share? Question came to me yesterday about how do we know that we're in the last days. Well, have a little something I want you to hear. This is them talking, and this is what they have to say.
The video last.
Hold on one moment. This is what they have to say about the importance of Israel. Hold on.
When he spoke about the end of the age, best-selling authors Joel Rosenberg and Brock and Bodie Tenney discussed their views, and we examine how you can prepare for the days to come. All this and more on this edition of Jerusalem Dateline. Hello and welcome to this edition of Jerusalem Dateline. I'm Chris Mitchell. I'm standing on the Mount of Olives where 2,000 years ago, Jesus told his disciples what the world would look like at the end of the age. You can read those signs in the Gospels in Matthew chapter 24 and Luke chapter 21. He mentioned wars, rumors of wars, earthquakes, and other signs that lead many to believe we are living in those end times. We talked with a number of people about where we are in the crossroads of history and prophecy. Here's our interview with best-selling author Joel Rosenberg.
Joel, great to be with you again here on Jerusalem Dateline.
Yeah, thank you. Great to be back.
You did a show on the Rosenberg Report. You talked about a prophecy, a survey about prophecy, how Christians feel about the end times. What were the results, and how important is it for Christians to be thinking, praying, studying about prophecy?
Yeah, it was very interesting. First of all, 43% of all Americans believe that we're living in the last days of history according to Bible prophecies. That's interesting to me. 43% is a lot. That's hundreds of millions of people, maybe 200 million Americans believe that. And then when you look into Christians, yeah, the numbers are up around in the 70s. The 70s is actually not that high when you think, I think all Christians should be realizing that we're in the last days. The fact that Israel exists as a country is itself an end times prophecy. Jews coming back to the land, rebuilding the ancient ruins, making the desert boom, and having an actual sovereign state. These are things that most people in the world, much less even our Christian fathers, many of them, didn't literally believe that those passages of Scripture were a literal prophecy. They thought maybe it was metaphoric or whatever. So the good news is many, many Christians do believe that we're living in a prophetic era. But actually, many Americans, not half, but 43% is not a small number. Even there's numbers of atheists and agnostics that were saying, yes, Jewish people who believe that we're living in the last days according to the Bible. That all struck me as intriguing, and I don't know if I have exact answers to why each of those groups believe. I think the most concerning thing is that not all Christians believe that they're seeing prophecies come true. But anyway, one step at a time.
You also did a report right after the tragic earthquake in Turkey about earthquakes and in various places. Tell us what you see right now as some of the signs that we are in the end times.
Yeah. Well, and there's no question that the pandemic of COVID-19 was a huge birth pang. I mean, Jesus himself said in the last days, not only will you see wars and rumors of wars and earthquakes, you did a great job, you and your team, covering those horrific earthquakes in Turkey and Syria, but the fact that there will be terrible diseases, pestilence, plagues, you know, spreading through the earth, this is what we saw, the worst in 100 years. And I think in many ways, I think the prophecies we're seeing of the persecution of the church, that's clearly happening. I would say there's more persecution today worldwide of the church than at any other time in human history. And it was pretty bad in the first century, and there's been other centuries that was bad. This is worse. And so I think we're seeing a lot of these birth pangs that Jesus spoke of, but we're also seeing this alignment of Russia, Iran, Turkey, and other countries forming this alliance against Israel. Like, we're not there yet. I'm not saying that we are. It just, we're so much closer today by prophecies that are, you know, the Ezekiel 38, 39 prophecies of the coming war of Gog and Magog. Actually, most Christians don't even study those. Most pastors don't teach it. So the fact that we're seeing so much happen, doesn't, we don't have to be there, but it's intriguing, and it has to happen. It can only happen, those prophecies, after Israel's been reborn and becoming more and more prosperous and secure. And we're definitely seeing that.
He said it can only happen until Israel comes back as a nation. Okay. So somebody asked me that question yesterday, like, how do we know we're in the end time? Anybody got a question, comment, or concern? What do you think about all of that? This is what they're teaching everyone, that the Jews are already in the land, and we don't have to worry about that, and that is the major marker for us to know that it is time to start the clock, for the clock to start. And that's what I keep telling everybody. It's all contingent upon Israel when our feet touch Zion. When our feet touch Zion, the clock starts. I keep telling everybody. Everybody is watching. Everybody is waiting. Because this, what we're viewing right now, is not the real stuff. But it has to stay in place. Because to the world, it is the real stuff. But when the Most High deems it's time for Israel to go back home, whether they publicize it, whether it's on the news or however they decide to spin it, when our feet touch Zion, it starts the clock. Now, I don't know if it's going to speed it up. I don't know how many years we have. I don't know how much time we have. I can't answer that question. But I do know that once we touch the ground, that clock starts. And they are telling everyone that the clock is already started. And you can just tell by the things that are going on right now. And we're not quite there yet, but we're going to, and they know that it's all contingent upon us. And this is something that we talked about yesterday. So this is not just anything major. I mean minor, that we're leaving and going back home. This is major. Now, what will it do in terms of speed it up? I don't believe it will speed it up to the point where the Antichrist is going to step out and boom, boom, boom. He might. We might get to see all of that. We might. But everybody is definitely getting in, the pieces are moving into place so that when that happens, we're going under a different governmental system. I will say that. The governmental system will be different. And this is very important because this is what the mainstream is feeding the people. We believe we're in the end times. We can't wait till Jesus come back. This is it. And it's not. And it really isn't. It's not. It's just unbelievable to see how close we are to and what it means when we go back home. And I don't believe that they're going to identify us as the Jews going back home. They might. They might, but I definitely don't think so. But they might. I don't know. Anybody have a question, comment, anything? You know? I mean, this is some serious stuff. And this is what they're telling everybody, that this is what it means, because the Jews are already there. They've already established their nation. They're becoming prosperous. And all of the stuff is happening, and this is how you identify. Hold on a minute. Area code 513, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Shalom, shalom, family. This is Sister Afion.
Shalom.
What I want to point out, what I want to point out, what I always point out with the other people, is the one part of the prophecy that they never, ever talk about, which is the punishment. They do everything, say everything, use Bible scripture to avoid that there will be a punishment from the other people. Oh, the prophecy this and the prophecy that, and the Jews are back in the land. But they never mention that there's a particular punishment for a couple of groups of people. They always skip over it. And that's how you know that they're lying. They never mention that he will come back and judge certain people. It never gets mentioned with the Christians, with the fake Jews, with the other nations. It never mentions that there is a particular punishment that they have to endure. They never talk about when the real Israelites go back to the land, he said, I will judge you there. I will cast out the rebels. They always avoid the part of the prophecy about the judgment because they know it's for them. And that's all I wanted to point out. Shalom, family.
Shalom, shalom. Hallelujah. Absolutely. No doubt about that. That is so very true. That is so, so very true. And if, and when you identify these things and you know these things to be true and you know that these things are in the scriptures, and that's why it's so important to study. That's why it's so important to reiterate it. That's why it's so important to know. Because like you said, they're not even studying Ezekiel 38 and 39. That don't even apply to you because you're already in the land. So when were you brought to the unwalled villages and protected by Russia and China and all? That doesn't apply. So the reason why they don't bring it up is because they can't make it fit. It won't fit. And that's why they won't bring it up, because it will not fit. They have the world thinking that all of the Old Testament stuff is over. There's nothing else that has to happen in the Old Testament. The Old Testament is over, and we are strictly now only in the New Testament. And that is the biggest lie that's ever been told. Because all of the punishments for the other nations are in the Old Testament. All of the punishments. So they don't engage in bringing that information up because a lot of the nations that are in the Bible have re-identified themselves as something else so that you cannot identify them as the nations that are in the Bible. You don't even know where Esau is. Esau don't even exist anymore. And it's like, well, where did he go? Because he's a major player. So where did Esau go? How did he just disappear? You know, major players have just disappeared. Where are the Amalekites? Because even in Genesis 15, it says, until the Amalekites, the judgment of the Amalekite is not finished yet. Let me read it. And it's like, where are these people? The Canaanites. The Canaanites are mixed among us. Identified as African-American people. So when you have nations that are hiding and you really can't identify who they are, it's very difficult to pinpoint them in the scriptures. And that's purposed. Genesis 15:16, it says, but in the fourth generation they shall come hither again, for the iniquities of the Amorites is not yet full. So where is the Amorite? Where is the Amalekite? Where is the Kenite and the Raphaim and the Canaanites? Where did they go? These were black people, black nations. And if you don't identify them, guess what they do? They just mix everybody in together. That's why I'm glad you would always say that all our skin folk is not our kinfolk. And they're not. They're not. And it's real serious. You know, when you understand that this has everything to do with prophecy, you look at it and you laugh. You be like, yeah, yeah, okay, we'll see. I don't care how many waters flood. I don't care how many water waves dry up. and ships can't go through. I don't care how many flowers grow in the desert. I don't care how much. Nothing happens until Israel, till Israel's feet touch Zion. I don't care what they do. I don't care about no global warming. I don't care about nothing happens until Israel feet touch Zion. Now, we may not go to Jerusalem. Jerusalem may not be where we are. But I promise you, the Most High said he was going to bring us back to the land of Canaan. So nothing is going to happen. But they keep on spinning this story. And people want, like you said, they want to escape the punishment. They want to get rid of the punishment. And it's like, no, absolutely not. This is not, it's not going to happen until the real Israel comes back home. Hold on, let me play a little more.
Last question, Joel. If we are in the end times, how should believers be preparing?
Yeah. Well, I would say that probably the number one way is to be walking closely with Jesus. Like, you know, his point is that we're supposed to be ready, being prepared at any moment for Jesus to come back to get us. And I think many Christians are sort of drifting. I think we're living in an age of apostasy. That's another prophecy that's coming true. It's a painful prophecy to see so much of the church imploding. So many church leaders, are their own personal lives and ministries are imploding, and they're being discredited and having to leave the ministry. But the other thing I would say is Matthew 24:14, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end shall come. We need to be individually sharing the gospel with everyone we can and investing our time, prayer, money into spreading the gospel all over the world, particularly here in Israel, where we see so few people actually know Jesus personally. But how are they going to call on Jesus as Messiah if they've never even heard of him? How are they going to hear of him if somebody doesn't tell them? And we've got to be involved in helping to encourage, equip, and send Israelis and others to come share with our own people.
Yeah, Joel, great to be with you, and thanks for your insight about the times that we're living in.
I always love this topic. Thank you, Chris.
All right, y'all. I'm just, you know, this is some of the things that they are saying and trying to get people. It's like we go through a cycle. Something will happen, like the pandemic and stuff, and get people all reared up and scared. And then everybody start looking around, and they'll say, "See, I told you, Jesus is coming back." And then that blows over, and then something else will happen, you know. And all of the things happen, and nothing comes of it. And I've been watching this ever since I was old enough to know what I was looking at. I've been watching this for a long time. Area code 504, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Yes, one of the things I was noticing on the video, he just said how to prepare or how do they know, and he said to get close to the Most High, but he forgot to tell the people to repent. To me, that would be, you know, the most important thing to do.
That is very true. But it's all a facade. All of it is a facade. Every last bit of it is a facade. It's a facade. And, I mean, you know, when you look at, I mean, just think about, I don't know if you've ever been in church, but think about the people from the Catholic Church to the Baptist Church to the Pentecostal Church to the Church of God in Christ to the Seventh-day Adventist, everybody that's lifting up their hand to Jesus. Everybody. And, you know, you wonder, well, who is this God that you guys are worshiping? And people will say, well, it doesn't matter what he looks like. It has everything to do with what he looks like. Because you have to make sure that you're not worshiping the wrong thing. So it does matter what he looks like. And they have just swept that under the rug. They swept it under the rug. Don't matter. And it's idol worshiping. That's all it is, pure and simple. It is pure and simple idol worshiping. And that's just what it is. You know? It's sad. It is so sad. I mean, and this is the day and the time that we're living in, and we're looking and watching this stuff happen right before our eyes. and everybody is on this emotional roller coaster. Everybody's being overly nice. Everybody's thinking that the rapture is getting ready to come, and the Most High is getting ready to swoop these people off of the earth to spare them from the trauma that's coming up on the earth, and everybody else is going to suffer but them. And that's what they believe. I mean, you know, it's nothing. I mean, it's just, I don't know. I mean, you know. And now that you know the truth and you know what's really going on, you just look at it in disbelief, like, how could you all fall for that? But they do. They honestly do. They honestly do. And there's not a whole lot you can do about it. You still there, sis? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Okay, I just wanted to make sure you were still there and you could hear me.
Yes, I can.
Yes, ma'am. I mean, so what do you think about that?
They've been deceived.
Yeah. That's true. That is so very true. And this is what's happening right now today, right before our eyes, right in front of our eyes. And everybody is preparing for this wonderful, magical day when they're going to rapture away and everybody else is going to be left here. The Most High is going to leave the children of Israel here to go through the tribulation while he takes the Gentile with him away somewhere, and they don't even know what color he is. It's unbelievable. They won't even accept who he is. But they're going to escape the punishment, and they won't even accept who he is, or won't even think about that, none of it. They have created their own image of who they're dealing with, and that's what they believe, and they have attached the scriptures to go to it, and that's what they teach. They teach it. And it's really something to watch. Now that you know the truth, it's hard to watch, but it's something that we have to watch because they are the majority right now, and they are the ones getting the attention right now. You very rarely can find a Hebrew Israelite group that's sensible on the internet anymore. They, you know, even some of the groups that I knew in the past, they have gone off into wild Zulu land somewhere. They discontinued themselves from reality, and it's like, what happened?
I know one of the groups that was out several years ago, and I don't think he's no longer out there, but what he did, he changed his whole name to his YouTube website, and is no longer what he was going under when he was out, you know, on the Byros and all, and he would put it on that station. So I don't know what happened, but they're going under other names, because I was skimming through YouTube one day and I recognized his face. But the name under there, when I clicked on it, it was him. So what he's doing, he's just doing videos, you know, talking and showing them the verses in the Bibles and stuff like that. But he's not, I don't think he's out on the road anymore.
Oh. You know, and it's serious to watch. This thing is extremely serious. The Psalms 83 is very real. You know, when you read that and it says that they conspired, they came together with a consensus, and they conspired together to make sure that the name of Israel, that Israel would be no more. This is really serious. You know, it really is. And, you know, you have to be able to understand that this was a governmental experience. Psalms 83, it says, keep not thou silent, O Yah. Hold not thy peace, and be not still, O Elohim. For lo, thy enemies make a tumult. So the Most High has enemies. And they that hate thee have lifted up the head. So not only does he have enemies, but he has nations that hate him. And why do these nations hate him? Because they don't belong to him. It says they have taken crafty counsel against thy people and consulted against thy hidden ones. They have said, come and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. For they have consulted together with one consent. They are confederate against thee. So there was, and this is one, the tabernacle of Edom. So who is Edom? Edom is Esau. The Ishmaelites, all the Moab, the Hagarines. I mean, it goes on and on and on. Where are these people? And then how can you claim to be from the lineage of Abraham and don't have any respect for Abraham's God? Gabal, Ammon, Amalek, the Philistines with the inhabitants of Tyre. Asher is also joined with them. They have hope in the children of Lot. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And these nations have seriously come up against us. They are against the Most High. Let me say it again. They are against the Most High. Let me say it one more time. They hate the Most High. So this is serious. This is a lot more serious than everybody wants to accept, because it caused us to be in the situation that we're in, and we're under these nations. They are in control. They hate him.
Did you hear about the because of the awakening of our people that Sweden are burning all the vowels in their country because they don't want? Yeah, someone did a video and showed the information, and they said they're burning the vowels to keep people from going in reading to find out if it's true. And they said, yeah, they're not. I said, well, they really they still trying to keep us in the dark, but we waking up.
Wow. Well, they burning, it looks like they burning the Bible, they burning the Quran, they burning all of it from what I'm looking at. But again, this is not these nations' God. If you type in what is the name of the God of Sweden, it is not going to be what you think it is. Let's see. Odin. Norse mythology. This is not our God. So you cannot find him in that Bible, and they do not believe in him. And that's a perfect example of what we were saying earlier, that these people have come together and created a contract to be able to get rid of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. This is real. So I can believe that. All these Norse gods and the Nordics and the Scandinavian mythology, all of that is all wrapped up in North Germanic people. And then I watched one of our so-called singers get on an interview talking about she was moving to Holland. I'm like, why? You think you're going to escape the curse? It ain't going to be nowhere you're going to be able to go to escape this curse. This is worldwide.
I think they've been listening to people referring to America being the modern Babylon, and so they figure, well, this is the Babylon going to get destroyed, and that's why they run into other countries. All of them, you know, partook of the fornication of the mother, you know, Babylon.
Yeah. It's, you know what? You can go for that. It's everywhere. It is everywhere you go. It's everywhere. It's nowhere to get away from it. He said it was going to be, that you, as a people, it was going to be everywhere. And there's nowhere for you to go. So I can believe that they burned in the Bible. So I can believe that because the God that they serve is not in there. You know? And then what scares me is that when we was in Christianity, they used to tell us that it was our job to go out and win people to Christ. And basically compel people to come into something, not knowing the dynamic of it all. And you know, when you look at it now and you understand the dynamic of it all, we basically were selling a lie. We were selling a lie. We was basically selling a lie. Let me see. I got it right here. Hold on a minute. Here we go.
The news. And I just had to stop and give you this report, give you the truth of what's happening in Europe. It's actually very, very sad because Sweden has officially allowed the burning of the Bible in front of the Israeli embassy in Stockholm. I'll repeat this again. Sweden, a European, liberal, Western, democratic country, has allowed the burning of the holy text in front of the embassy of Israel. How does that solve anything? How is burning books solve any problem? Now, just to give you a context, this is happening after somebody burnt the Quran, and the court in Sweden said that, okay, that's something that doesn't go against the law. But it's immoral. That law must change. How can somebody burn a holy book and just Sweden is fine with that? Sweden is okay with that. In the name of liberalism, in the name of freedom, this is how bad woke has gone. And this is how woke Sweden has become. In what freedom, what liberty do you have to burn someone's holy book? You know, us the Jews, we open the Bible and we pray using the Bible. We get connected to God using the Bible, and not just Jewish people, all kinds of people across the world, Christians as well, Muslims also. The book of the Quran takes some stories and texts that is also mentioned in the Bible. It only shows you that this phrase, this name, liberalism, these radical leftists completely hijacked the meaning of liberalism to serve a whole crooked agenda that is destroying the world.
There you have it. I mean, you know, but you know what? It's more to it than that. It's way more to it than that. And I was wondering when we was gonna come to that, because it's not what everybody thought it was. And the more that they try to discredit what we show, the more they realize, one, that Christ is a Negro, and two, that the children of Israel are black, and three, that the story that they've been spinning is not true. It's just not true. There's no other way to do it. It's just not true. It's not. And there's nothing you can say or do to make it be true. It's just not true. It's just not. And it's unfortunate. It's just unfortunate. You know, and that is, all of it is coming to a head. It's coming to a crescendo. It's getting ready to come to a head. Because if you've noticed, ever since we've been out, nobody has been able to come and discredit us. Nobody. All the Bible scholars in the world have not been able to discredit the children of Israel. They have not. They have joined secretly, and they're not going to tell nobody, but they've never been able to discredit us because they know better. They know better. You know, this is just serious stuff. This is real. For everybody to think it's not, this is very, very real. The struggle is real. The hatred is real. It's real. It's real. No? They just getting rid of it. They don't, I mean, you know, it just doesn't serve their purpose. There, the Bible talks about nations, and they are, and these people are identified by nation in the Bible. They are nations in the Bible, and each nation has its own punishment with the Most High. And we are even a nation in exile. And the reason why we're in exile is because we've been punished. Point blank, period. There's nothing else you can say on it. And the punishment that we have had to endure is almost over, and we will be leaving this place when he deems fit. But everybody else has to go through their punishment. Everybody else does. And they want, that's what we talked about last night. Everybody wants his love doctrine. Oh, he's about love, and oh, it's about love. And what did he tell you? If you love me, you'll keep my commandments. And they don't even know who they're worshiping. So this is real. These nations don't serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They do not serve that God. They have their own God that they're serving, and that's the God that they're going to continue to serve. There's no way to get around that. No way. It's really serious. I mean, this is really, really serious. You know, when we come to that conclusion, a whole lot of stuff will stop. You know, I every time I think about the commitment that was made to the place where we were, I just think that it's really sad, you know, that we were actually selling ourselves and pushing this agenda. You know, there's something that wasn't real. All the tent messages and all the stuff that was out there, none of it was real. Now they got Tom Hanks playing Martin Luther King. Okay? Tom Hanks. Don't surprise me, though. It just don't surprise me. It just really doesn't.
They're going to steal the identity all the way to the end.
Yeah, all the way to the end. Tom Hanks, of all people. You know, it's just, it's all the way to what we need. We have to be able to focus on the fact that now that they know we know and the secret is out, we have to move different. We have to stay before our Elohim. We have to talk to him continually, and we have to follow his leading. Don't go by what you see. Don't go by what you hear. Just stand on his word. And he's going to follow his word through. Just like he followed the first half of the prophecy through, he's going to follow the second half of the prophecy through. Now, once we get there, what happens from that point? I don't even think farther ahead into that. I just think about us getting prepared to get out of here. And that's what we're supposed to do, is get our people prepared. Because I'm going to tell y'all something, it's a whole lot of people woke that ain't saying nothing. I mean, it's a whole lot of folks woke, all over Facebook, everywhere. Friends of friends, my kids' friends, and they friends and friends, everybody. It's a lot of people that are woke. All through the prison systems and stuff, people are beginning to wake up as to who they really are as a people. They may not have time to go through a long 2-3-4 year Bible class. They may not have time to do that. But the Most High is waking up his people. And it's getting, he's doing that to get us prepared to get out of here. Yeah. He really, really is. And it's really something to be able to see, because I'm telling you, if you continue to watch this storyline and how they have people believing that this stuff is over with, and, oh, this is almost over and we're almost at the end, just like they did the last time with the temple being built, and they put together that makeshift sacrifice. All that was a joke. They had the whole world watching that, and it was a joke. Because they cannot mimic or speed up the process of the Most High. And he made them look like a joke. The men was on their cell phones, and they were supposed to be the Levi tribe. And they was just throwing the meat up on there. It was a joke. I don't know if they're losing interest in this thing or it's not panning out the way they thought it was going to pan out or what's going on with this generation, this new generation of wish people. I don't know what it is, but they're not taking this serious. They're not. And what's really scary is that they have been in the land for 70-plus years now, and they have gotten comfortable in the land, in a portion of the land. They've gotten comfortable in the land, just like we got comfortable with the, we are African-American people, you know, until the Most High shook everything up. He's shaking it up. A little bit more. Here we go.
Film correspondent Paul Strand met with him recently to hear his take on headlines and world events.
We're speaking with Lance Wall now, prophetic analyst. Lance, we're seeing so many crazy things going on in the globe these days, but what do you see about all this biblically, spiritually, involving Israel and the rest of the world?
It's a very unusual experience, Paul, because on the one hand, we should be excited that we're living in a time when the majority of the Bible, 90% of prophecy, is focusing on this period of time we're entering in right now. So in one sense, there should be this great excitement. But on the other hand, the tribulation is a great thing to talk about, not a good thing to be visiting. So it's good for selling a tape series. It's not so hot for actually experiencing. What I'm seeing that bothers me is I'm actually watching Haggai take place. So my theory of the case is that God has an end-time agenda. And the reason why the Apostle Paul could write so clearly and confidently and with such certitude about in the last days shall be times of stress, where men shall be lovers of their own selves. They shall be arrogant, lovers of money, covenant-breaking, without self-control. He describes a whole litany of human behaviors that are daily in the news feed. If it wasn't for the fact that we have digital technology, I wouldn't see it. But now I can look at just American news. It's horrifying. So I'm watching transgender activists shooting Christian children. What kind of a sugar in a world is this? Could this have existed 30 years ago? Absolutely not. It exists now. Why? Because we're dealing with evil no longer being called evil. Evil is masquerading. It's having a facelift. It's literally going through a transgender metamorphosis. Evil now is the hero. It's the virtuous cause, the persecuted, unloved minority that happened to hate you. You see this, I'm sorry to say, with sympathizers with the Israeli boycotts in Israel, for people who don't know this in the United States. These are nations that are so sympathetic with the Palestinian misery that they actually want to make Israel pay for it. So that's like making conservatives and Christians and heterosexual couples pay for the dysfunction of the rest of society, in my opinion. Israel is simply trying to exist. So to answer your question, the story that is really the story is Paul knew something. In the last days, men will become more manifestly and overtly, aggressively evil because time is coming to a conclusion. And what I think he saw is that Satan was going to be coming down, being pushed out of his control of earth because the kingdom is coming and Christ is returning. We look at it as though he's all the way out there and then he's all of a sudden here. I don't think that's the way the Bible shapes it. I think it talks about a succession of shakings in Haggai, where the prophet says, I'm going to shake the heavens and the earth. Satan is getting shaken right now. And as he's getting shaken, he knows his time is short. As his time is short, he's coming closer. And as he gets closer, there's a greater manifestation of darkness and evil to the point where darkness is going to cover the earth, gross darkness to people, but upon you, my light. So then I have to optimistically say, it's getting darker and evil's getting more brazen. I'm reading these headlines. Hezbollah and Hamas are meeting. The IDF is boosting readiness. You got on the cover here. These two young girls who have to, they die. The suffering of a whole Israeli community over this recent...
That's some crap, man. I'm telling y'all, this is, and they sound so convincing. It sounds real. It sounds like it's making a whole lot of sense. Some of the stuff he said, it is very dark, but it's going to be dark. It's going to get darker for them than it is for us. It's going to get ugly here in a minute. He ain't lying about that. But this is the stuff that they're selling to the people. that this is the end times. We are living in the end times. It's real talk. And people are buying it. And everybody's running looking to the next gimmick. People are buying this is the hook, line, and sinker. And we're here to tell you now that it's not real. We are nowhere near where they say we are. And they don't want to accept the fact, because I've heard them even say, if that's true, do you know how far behind that would put us if those were really the Israelites? We would be way behind time. Oh, no, no, that can't be the truth. Oh, no, they don't know what they're talking about, because we would be way farther behind than we think we have progressed to. It's all a smokescreen. All of it is a smokescreen. It's all a smokescreen. It is. Now they talking about the Africa manna's falling from the sky. Crazy stuff. Manna is falling from into Africa. Crazy stuff. Just crazy stuff. It's unbelievable the stuff that the enemy is trying to sell. It's crazy. It makes no sense. Manna from heaven now. In Africa. It's not real. That's why he has to have Israel in the earth. I keep trying to tell y'all how important you are, how important it is to know that Bible, how important it is to know what's happening, because it's going to be a lot of people have left the nation of Yehuda because they ran seeking after stuff and they've been tossed to and fro with every doctor. They have. They've been running behind people to try to find out what's going to happen next. And they get caught up, and then they throw this big, big suspense. Oh, this stuff is supposed to happen, and it's going to happen on Sunday. Sunday has come and gone, and nothing has happened. We'd have been through this too much. You got to be steadfast, like we said yesterday, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Most High. Even if you get bored, even if you get frustrated, even if you get tired, even if you want something to happen and it's not happening, you have to stand firm. Because the enemy is waiting for that moment for you to lose faith, and he'll come in and give you something that you don't want. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. He has to have somebody in the earth that can stand on his word. And it ain't about what you feel. It ain't about what you see. It's about what he said. And that's plain and simple. Nope, I'm going to stay right here and I'm going to wait on him because he said he's coming. Nope, I ain't going to see who that is that's healing people in the desert. I'm not. He told me not to go and I'm not going. He said if they say, oh, he's over in the desert, don't go. If they say he's on the mountaintop, don't go. We got to stay. We have to be steadfast and unmovable. The only way it's going to work. The only way we're going to make it through. That's the only way. There's no other way to do this. And we're going to have to stay prayerful. That's the only thing that's going to make us stay here and be able to manage and make it through this. Because every test possible is going to be thrown at you. Every test possible. No, it is really, you have to really maintain a level of stability in that word, and you've got to trust it. Because I'm ready to go, too. Like she said, it's been 4 years since we did the 2019 Day of Repentance, since the 400 years is up. And I had to think about that. I said, wow, it really has been 4 years. August the 19th of 2020 was a year. August the 19th of 2020 one was a year, 2022 was 3 years, and August the 19th of 2024 will be 4 years. 4 years. And everybody thought we would be gone by now. 4 years. But it's not how he has it set up. because he's waking up his people and he's getting his people ready. And we have to understand that. And we have to keep doing what we're doing until we know that we have this thing down packed and we're ready to do what he's called us to do. 4 years. We were so glad that stuff was over, we didn't even know what to do with him. Because the captivity is still, we're still in captivity. But with him, it was over with. This is something that we have to focus on. We have to get ready to do this because they're not going to stop. They're going to continue to push this agenda. They're going to continue to push this propaganda. They're going to continue to push their version of the story, their narrative of the story. They're going to continue to push. Why? Because it's big business and it sells money. It sells and it brings in money. It sells books. It sells tapes. It sells everything. Everything. It's big business. End time prophecy. Oh, my God, what is going on? Jerusalem Dateline. Oh, my goodness, what's happening in the earth? You know, they always the ones to send the information through to the internet and let everybody know, oh, the world is coming to an end. We seen a red or yellow moon last night. Now, none of that stuff means nothing. Israel, none of that means nothing. Because the yellow moons done come and gone, the red moons that got red and they done come, the moon is bleeding. They done showed us blood with the water with the blood in it going in a certain area and it came and went. And nothing happens until Israel touched Zion. It just don't. It don't. Ain't nothing we can do. That's all we can do. Is wait on Yah. Anybody have any questions? Anybody have anything you want to discuss? Please feel free to push one. Because, I mean, you know, it's entertaining, it's to say the least. But it ain't nothing we can do but sit and wait. It's just like when Moshe went and did what he needed to do and he told Pharaoh that he was leaving. That did not happen right away. They had to go through a period that, well, I thought you said we was leaving. He said, we are. But we still got to make brick without straw. And then he went back again. That was a process of time. That didn't just happen overnight. Hold on. Area code 478, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Bless shalom, sis. And you're absolutely right. That is right. Nothing happened without time. And that was a process. But what I wanted to tell you is that I was listening this morning to a video that Benaiah Israel put out where he had a couple of guests on there and they was talking. And I come to the realization after I've listened to that two-hour video that, you know, you do a whole bunch, Sister Yahya, and I really appreciate that. You just keep teaching the way you're teaching, doing the way you're doing, and taking care of the people like taking care of the people. Because I see a lot of stuff, and that brother confirmed a whole bunch of stuff for me just listening to the video. I remember you was talking about some, you know, we got a lot of our people getting up and running. Like you said, oh, I'm going to Africa. Scriptures ain't never said go to Africa. Scripture said nope. He was going to deliver. How are we going to take the glory away from him? And we shouldn't take the glory away, try to take the glory away from him. If you, in my opinion, and I don't want to offend nobody on this line, I really don't. I'm just saying how I see things from a scriptural standpoint. But he said in the scripture that he was going to deliver us. He said nothing about us going nowhere. And I do remember that it was in the Apocrypha where those people left Egypt before time and what happened to them. I'm not saying that's going to happen to these people leaving, but you need to get some patience to yourself and sit down and wait until he's ready to deliver us, you know. And the reason I brought that video up by him was that I listened to a couple of people. And I listened to a couple of different groups online and just listening to them and talking over the past few weeks. And there are people that are supporting that. Well, we need to get out of here. We need to go. And Israel's in Africa, blah, 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 and all that stuff is over in South Africa. Some say it's in West Africa. Some say it's in the Middle East. And the brother broke it down today. You know, he said, well, You got to go back to the scriptures. And this is what the scriptures say. And when you go through the scriptures, they tell you exactly where it is. Tell you exactly what's going on, what you should be looking for. Just like I said, thank God that, you know, you're teaching us like you're teaching us. Just keep going, sis. Just keep going.
All praises. Thank you so much. All praises to the Most High Yah. You know, this is Yah's doing. I know he has to use people to do it. It's Yah's doing, you know, but we got to stay focused. We got to stay focused. We really do. We got to stay focused because it's a lot of, like I said, the devil is mixed in with us too. He's mixed in with us too. He got people that's wearing ZZs and all kind of stuff, and they got their hair wrapped up, and they doing all, the devil is in here too. You got to know the scriptures. You got to know the scriptures. We don't know it all, but we do know one thing. We know how to wait on y'all, and we're going to wait on him because he told us to. He said, I'm coming. Just hold on. I'm coming. Just wait on me. And that's what we have to do. And like I told y'all before, you're going to be very surprised as to how it's going to play out when it's all said and done. To everybody that's listening, don't run. Don't panic. Don't be afraid. Don't do nothing out of the ordinary. Just keep doing what you're doing and wait on the Most High Yah. We are not going to Africa. I don't care what they say. If we do, we'll be passing through. It is the land of Canaan. I mean, the land of Canaan is not in Africa. When they built that Suez Canal, they split that continent, and we are not going to be on the continent of Africa. They are trying to push the continent of Africa because that's where they want us to go. We are not from there. We're not going there. Those are Hamites. We are not from the lineage of Ham. We are from Shem. Now, at one point, it was one landmass, but it is not anymore. We are not going over to another country to fight with them over land, food, money, wealth, survival. That's over for us. We won't have to do that anymore. When the Most High plants us where we're supposed to be, he said he was going to take us to a place of safety.
Hallelujah.
That's where we're going, to a place of safety. And we have to understand that. Once we understand that, everything else is going to be okay. We're going to a place of safety. And all these are gimmicks and stuff to get your money. They want you to get caught up in this stuff, to join their groups, and they got all this money floating around. Stay focused on this is a lifestyle that we live every day over here. I don't know what you guys are associated with, what groups you're hooked up with, but over here we live this life every day. We go to work. We take care of our families. We do the things and keep God's laws, statutes, and commandments. We read his word. We come together as a group remotely, and we love on our most on the Most High, and we do what he tells us to do because that's how you build a nation. It's no weird stuff going on over here. Ain't nobody. It's no crazy stuff going on over here. It is just living a life that he requires us to live as a nation. That's all.
Yep. Hallelujah. That's it.
It's no, it ain't no easy, it ain't no mystical, magical, it's just not. Now, when he show up, it's gonna, we going to go there. But right now, he said, wait on me and gather yourselves, and that's what we're doing. We ain't walking around in costumes and garbs all day. We have to go to work. We ain't telling women it's against Yah's law to wear pants and all that stuff because they didn't wear pants back then. We are living a life of where we're supposed to live until we come out of this captivity among these people of these different nations. America is a melting pot of the same nations that were instrumental in the slave trade, and they all brought their gods with them, and we have to deal with it while we're here. That's just the truth, you know, and it ain't, like I said, ain't nobody, people don't want to come here, especially from the church, because the leadership cannot just be ordinary. They can't just be ordinary. And let me tell y'all something. It's kings and descendants of kings and queens and royalty that are living among y'all, and you got people walking behind you on the pulpit wiping your forehead off with a rag and bringing juice. And it's real royalty in this captivity. And if we can humble ourselves, we ain't nobody getting ready to fall at your feet. You gonna get everybody gonna do what they need to do to get home.
Uh-huh.
With real royal blood. They done created this hierarchy in the church like they special. And it's like, no. And you sitting around there and they don't want to come over here because it's not all that going on. We just live a plain, simple life.
That's
we
it.
Just go to work every day and do what we need to do. And we raise our children up to love the Most High. But, you know, we just got to stay focused. That's all. Because the deception is going to be great. When I told you it's going to be great, it's going to be right within Israel. Deception is going to be great.
Oh, yeah. I really do believe deception is going to be great because I see it. I mean, I see it. I see how subtle some things play out. Like, you know, you throw something out there long enough, the people will start biting it and nibbling it until they actually get hooked, just like a fish.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And then you go online, they be like, who are the black Israelites? They don't never profile us. They never come and visit us. They go to the groups that talk the craziest stuff and deal with them groups. And then guess what? Everybody is lumped under the same category, and then they deem us to be crazy. They never come to talk to us because they know what it is when they come. They're going to get the raw, uncut truth. And we're going to do it in the manner that Yah has required us to do it, and they can't deal with that. So they put the crazies on TV first.
Yep.
They do. But it's all good. It don't really matter, because guess what? Yah knows his people. He knows his people. He knows his people. He knows the ones. He knows the rebels. He knows the imposters. He knows Israel. He knows his people. And I was thinking today, I said, wow, I wonder how he's going to make the separation, because he didn't say he was delivering all black people. He didn't say that in his word. He said he was coming to get Israel.
That's
but
a
didn't
fact.
He say, yeah, and didn't he say that he was going to send the angels to gather his people too?
That is a part of it, yes, ma'am. When that time comes, they already here. They didn't. He don't have to send them. The host of heaven is already here. And when the time comes, that's some of them vehicles they seeing up in the sky that they can't explain. Those are the host of heaven. They already here. And when the time comes, he's just gonna tell them it's time for the people to come, and they're gonna lead us to where we're going. They're going to escort us to where we're going, because nothing will happen to you when we hit them boats. Nothing is going to happen to you. This is real life. When we left Egypt, they left Egypt. When we walked out of Egypt, they walked out of Egypt. The clouds was with us. He told them when we was on our way, don't trouble the angels in the clouds. Don't trouble him, because my name is in him. He's not going to tolerate no disrespect. He told the children of Israel that when they was leaving Egypt. So the same class, ma'am, I wish you had went to the 2019 Day of Repentance, because everybody was talking about, oh, ain't nothing happened, y'all. Ain't know what ain't nothing happened. It was, the sky was blue. Brother Yerushalayim is my witness. The sky was blue.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, clear blue. We had FBI. We had Secret Service. We had, everybody was up there watching us. They was dressed in regular clothes, but they was all sitting along the steps. When I looked up after when we started praying, you could hear a hush. It was almost like we was in a bubble. You could hear a hush. When we finished praying and I looked up, it was just dots of clouds everywhere. They was lined up symmetrically. And I looked up like, wow.
Yeah, that is actual facts.
I was like, whoa.
Remember, so, helicopters were flying over us for every so many minutes. They were flying over every so many minutes. But as soon as we started praying, There's no helicopters, no nothing.
No nothing. No nothing. And but big old puffy clouds symmetrically lined up, and I looked up like, wow. Look at all them clouds. There's puffs of them. I mean, the sky was blue. It was clear blue. Hold on. We're going to get some Brother Uriah, are you there?
I am.
Now, can you a witness to that? Because you was there too.
Yes, 100% witness. It was a clear day. It was quiet. You could hear a pin drop during the prayer. It was excellent.
Oh, good.
The Most High was definitely there.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was. He was right there. Sister Afiana, you there? Because she was there too. These people was there. Sister Afiana, you there? She might have her phone on mute.
Hello,
she might
can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you.
What were you saying again?
We were talking about the sky and how blue it was when we went up to Washington, D.C. for the prayer and how quiet
it was
when we began to pray.
You could hear a mouse piss, to say the least. It was beautiful.
He was dancing.
They
he
knew.
Was there. He was there.
It was
I'm going to
so
put y'all back
quiet.
On mute.
Was...
Go ahead.
Like
go ahead. I'm going to hear you.
I said it was so quiet. We were able to hear ourselves prayer. It was just a perfect setting. And we weren't interrupted. We had an absolutely beautiful, beautiful time.
Yes, indeed. He was there, y'all. He was there. He showed up. He showed up. Now, these people was there, sis. He showed up. I'm going to put y'all back on mute. Unless you want me to. Brother Uriah, you want me to mute you back?
Yes, please.
Okay. He showed up and did his thing, sis. And then after that, the sky filled up with clouds, and they were just sitting there. They were just sitting on the blue. And I just looked up like, wow. You know? So, I'm listening, y'all. All you got to do is just wait on him. You just got to wait on him because he's going to be there. He's coming. If he said he was coming, he is coming. Sister Yashantia was there. It was a whole lot of people. Sister Yadea was there. It was a whole lot of people there. The sky, it was just as quiet. It was so quiet, you knew the Most High was there. He heard that prayer. He heard it. So all you got to do is wait on him. Just wait on him. Because they're going to escort us right on up out of here when it comes time to escort us out. They just waiting on the word from him. It don't have nothing to do with this government. It don't have nothing to do with whether they got money or not. It has nothing to, they had nothing to do with us coming, and they're not going to have nothing to do with us leaving. When the time comes, we're going to leave up out of here. He heard that prayer. It's a powerful thing. We've seen some powerful stuff happen. Some powerful stuff, you know? And it wasn't no speaking in tongues and no huckamashanda and echo, da, 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 wasn't none of that. It was the Most High. In listening in, he heard us. And he let us know he heard us. And he's still listening to us right now. Why you don't ever get burned out. Don't ever be afraid. Don't ever do. Just wait on him and just live your life. And he said, "Tarry until I come," and that's what he means, you know. Because the world gonna have to listen to us in a minute. They gonna have to listen to us. I don't know what he gonna do, but he gonna do something where Israel gonna have to play a part. Because we always have when we get ready to leave up out of here. They had to listen, and that don't mean every black person. Just because your skin black, that don't mean you're going. So everybody that believe that Israel is here in America, you're welcome to stay. Everybody that believe Egypt is here in America, you're welcome to stay. Everybody that believe that Israel is in Africa, you're welcome to go there because we going home. We going back to our own land. We are. We going home. That's all I can say. It's just time for us to get ready to go home. So be encouraged. Hold on. And you can't hold on, hang on. And trust him. Because he going to do what he said. He can't lie. He cannot lie. Now, we was outside. Outside, out in the outside, and you could hear rats piss on cotton. That's how quiet it got. Am I lying, brother? You rock the line. Woo!
No, you're absolutely right.
Yes, indeed. We could. It got so quiet you could hear, and he made you notice that it was quiet. He brought it to you. He said, listen at the quiet. We was near an expressway. You couldn't hear nothing. All he wanted you to do was hear what you were saying. And then after we got there, everybody was like, I wish I had a win. I got scared, and I didn't want nobody to see my face, and I wish I had a win. Well, you know, and all I can say, you're going to have to stand up. At some point, you're going to have to stand up. And after it was over, we laughed, and we talked, and we fellowshiped, and we ate, and we went back to the hotel. And after that, after we all got situated, we came down on that balcony of that hotel because Sister Alfion put together a beautiful hotel. We looking out at the planes taking off and the yacht club, and we ate, and we laughed, and we talked. It was a blessed event. It really was.
Yes, it was.
It was a blessed event. We're going to try to do it again. We're trying to work on something to get together for 2024. We're trying to work on something to get together for 2024. I don't know if it's going to be the Passover or we're going to try to do something in the summer of 2024, but we're trying to get something put together big for 2024 so that we can all begin to come together and we can all, because we invited everybody, sis. We sent out cards to all the Hebrew Israelite groups. Nobody responded. We sent out invitations to everybody, and we had a nice crowd, but it was the people that y'all wanted to be there. And it was a blessing. It was a blessing. And now we're getting ready to do something else. Time to do something else. Now it's time to get ready for the last finale. This is going to be the last hoorah hoorah. Before when we put this last thing together, we're going to be making preparations to get up out of here.
Yep.
This is it. We got to be faithful and we got to hold on. That's all I can tell y'all to do is hold on, because guess what? We know he's real. And he showed up. And he let us know he was there. And he took control over it all. I know they had to feel that quietness when they was up. He took care of it all. And he going to do the same old thing. He ain't going to lie. He can't lie. He can't lie. So, you know. It's all going to be worth it after a while. One day we're going to be on that water and we're going to be on our way to where we need to be. On our way to where we need to be. The Most High going to make a way. He is going to make a way. And that's all we got to do is just trust him. That's all we got to do is just trust him.
Okay.
He'll do what he said he's going to do. He's not going to leave you hanging. No matter what people think, he's not going to leave you hanging. And just trust y'all. Because y'all's getting ready to do some big boy stuff. And you know what? The church going to even come big. And like, what is going on? What's happening over here? What's going on? People going to start leaving because they ain't going to be able to stand it. They not going to be able to withstand it. The people are going to want to know what in the world is going on and what do we need to do to be a part of it. And y'all going to wake up his people. And you know what I really do believe? I believe he's already waking them up. He's waking them up. The ones that's going and the ones that's his, he's waking them up. He really is. He's waking them right on up. And all we got to do is trust him. It's exciting. I'm excited. I am excited.
Too.
I mean, you know, I don't get me wrong. I tell everybody, live the best you can while you're here, because we're going to leave it anyway. Live the best you can while you're here. You know, make it as comfortable as possible for yourself while you're here and free up time to do the will of the Most High Yah and watch what happens. Because when the time comes,
yeah.
ain't going to be no ships for clothes. It ain't going to be no ships for cars. You're not going to be able to take no furniture with you. You're going to leave everything here that you have acquired here. It's going to stay here. And he's going to take you, and it's going to be a whole new beginning. A whole new beginning when the time comes. Somebody is negotiating this right now. Somebody is putting this together right now. They are designating a piece of land right now. He's going to provide for us just like he did when our ancestors came out of Egypt. Food, shelter, and clothing. You ain't going to have to worry about it. They clothes didn't even get old. Their shoes didn't even get worn. They didn't.
Sure didn't.
They didn't. They walked. And they stayed, and he kept them until they got where they needed to go. And all you got to do is trust him. That's all he wants us to do is trust him. Yeah, that's it. And everything else is just going to fall into place. It ain't nothing nobody can do to stop it. So every black person is not leaving. Some people that are leaving are not. Some people are not going to be able to leave. Everybody who's professing not to be Israel are not leaving. They're not leaving. Everybody that came in from Africa that's living over here as immigrants are not leaving. They're not going. The Most High knows his people.
Yep.
He knows them. And there's nothing nobody can do about it. He knows his people. And we just have to trust him and keep it moving because he has our best interests at heart. And all praises be to his high and holy name. That's all I can say. I'm excited and ready to go whenever he says so. And if he say you leaving with great wealth, sis, believe it. You leaving with great wealth. You leaving with gold and silver. And it ain't by chance now that the wealth of the currencies is going back to the gold standard. That's just not a coincidence.
No,
it's the world's wealth going back on. Did you see that? They're going back on the gold standard.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Powerful. He's putting it back the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah, at this time. All this
yes.
happening at this particular time.
Yes. Gold standard. You know, I don't know how he going to move it. I don't even ask those questions no more. I just want to be on the boat because I know wherever he is, I'm going to be all right. I don't have to worry about it. We good to go. Just trust in him. And everything going to work itself right on out. Don't fall for nothing. Just stay on his word. Don't compromise. Stand on his word. No, I ain't going to be able to do that. No, I don't live like that. No, I don't eat that. No, I can't participate in that. I can't do that. I can't do all that. Nope, I'm going to stand on Yah's word. And that's the best way to be. All bless his name. So guess what? We have come to the end of our class. And the end of our show. I hope that you guys have enjoyed this. As I always do. We will be coming together at our regularly scheduled program next week. Don't forget Wednesday night, because we're going to have to go over that test on Wednesday night. We're going to have to go over that, you know, because I think I'm going to have to retest some of y'all again. But we're going to get there, because we got to know this stuff, because when a person asks you a question, you should be able to rattle it right off and be able to know what chapter to go to, but we're going to work on it. We're going to keep on working on it until we get it. And guess what? On that note, I'm not going to hold you any longer. You guys enjoy the rest of your week, and we'll see you next week on our regularly scheduled program. Shalom, shalom, everyone, and have a wonderful rest of your day. Shalom, everyone.
Shalom. Shalom.
Shalom.